Hey, David.
Hey, Lisa.
Don't you steal my sunshine.
I'll lend you that one.
That was the worst than mine.
That was even worse than yours. How did I do that?
I should have started off with a song, but it's too early again to be starting off with a song.
Why are we recording on Sunday mornings?
No, but even then, like, it's funny because I listened back to our last episode. Who's calling you?
Oh, my God. Someone calling me on Sunday morning.
Let's go find out who that is.
Hold on. Let's find out who it is. Let's keep this podcast going. This is Sunday morning at 11 o'clock.
It's your parents, David. I'll answer it.
Okay, I better answer it then.
Well, it was a good run. Sorry to hear you about their passing, David. Although no. I don't know how they're calling you.
My dad called to say he wasn't going to the football game.
Yeah, that's cool.
Which is fine. That's okay. And we left it all in because you know what? This is what we do.
Yeah, that's fine.
Let's get on with this movie.
Yes.
Before someone else calls and tells me we're not doing something.
Little Miss Sunshine, 2006. Crash? No. Smash hit.
Smash hit. Boom Crash Opera.
This movie had a budget of only $8
million. $8 million.
Such a low budget.
Especially for all the people in it.
I feel like this was probably going to be an independent film.
I think this kind of
went to Cannes.
This does feel like, I think this won independent film awards.
But it's got so many hard hitters in it, I can't imagine it be an independent film because it's got such a big cast.
I mean, I say big cast, but yeah,
very famous actors, actresses.
Well, let's go through the cast and I want to say some things about these
people. I'm going to jump to the box office first.
Oh, okay,
because from an $8 million budget, it made a box office of $101 million.
Yeah, pretty good.
Which is a great amount of money. It's amazing.
Mm.
It has Abigail Breslin.
Okay, so this is going to be almost her first movie.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah.
Yep. As Little Miss Sunshine herself.
Yep.
Greg Kinnear.
Yep.
But can he talk?
Oh, we can.
He does talk. Paul Dano.
Yeah.
Paula Newsom.
Yep.
Alan Arkin.
Yep.
The late and great Alan Arkin. Toni Collette. Steve Carell. And Bryan Cranston.
Okay, so now think of all those names, right?
Yep.
We know Steve Carell likes to be in movies like this.
Yeah, this is pre-Breaking Bad for Bryan Cranston.
Bryan Cranston, I feel like it's only a very small role and he'd be happy to just jump in. He's only in one scene.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, he's only in one scene.
I doubt they rang him in for the phone conversations.
No, he wasn't. You don't hear him
talk. I want to be authentic.
Yeah.
Let me talk to him.
So, okay, so there's that one. Toni Collette. I think she's kind of well known for doing these kind of movies.
Yeah, yeah.
Greg Kinnear, not well known for it, but no. I feel like in this point of his career would probably do that.
Yeah.
Paul Dano's still young.
Yep.
And he's not really a big star anyway.
Yeah.
And I don't know who Paula Newsom is.
I think she's the one, the beauty queen lady.
Oh, is she the Sparkle Motion?
Yeah, possibly. Lady? I think that's why I wrote her down. Mm. If it's incorrect, it's possible that it's incorrect. But I thought.
But if it's her, I can imagine her being in it. This is a one where they do it as a passion project. It's a fun thing to do.
Yeah, yeah. They still want to be paid for their time, though.
Oh, I'm sure they do, but yeah. I'm sure they would take like $500,000.
Yeah.
I'm sure Steve Carell didn't get paid a lot for this.
Probably not. But it's a great role for all of them. It's
all
a great,
great
movie. It's just a great movie.
I feel like they all do these every so often, and Steve Carell does these more than anything else. Remember that The Way Back, whatever it's called?
Mm.
It's almost the same friggin' movie. He does a lot of these ones.
Mm.
Does very quirky movies, and I think he just likes doing them.
Mm.
Toni Collette feels like she suits this perfectly. This is like Toni Collette butter zone.
Yes, yeah.
Like
yeah.
stressed out mum.
Yeah.
Like it just works for her.
I like Steve Carell's character in this.
Mm.
He plays depressed and he runs gay so great.
He runs amazing. I feel like, I don't know if this is actually Steve Carell's run, but I feel like he actually would have spent like some time with a running coach to work out how to run properly.
Yeah, or a gay best friend.
Maybe.
Going, show me how you run. I want to see how you run. It's all in the arms.
There's lots of arm action.
You know what it is? It's running. So normal runners have their hands sort of completely so that they're not parallel, but like standing straight to the ground sort of thing. So thumbs at the top, pinkies at the bottom. So that's kind of your actual, but he does it where his hands are flat.
Yes.
So it's kind of that motion. So it's very good.
It's very good. He does run.
He's also
as
very
if
weak.
Is...
He lost a bit of blood.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's also not a strong runner, not just because he's gay, just because he had a suicide attempt previously.
That's true.
Yeah.
And I feel like he's running like he thinks he should run.
Yep.
That's almost what it looks like. You know something very fun?
Start that again.
You know something very interesting?
What's that?
You know how, like, your fingerprint, right,
yeah, is,
like,
unique to you.
Is
yeah.
unique to you?
Yeah.
Did you know that your walking, what they call your gait, is almost as unique to every person?
Yes, I've learned that.
You can slightly change it,
yeah.
but if you walk without thinking,
yeah.
you will walk in a certain way and you always do it that way.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
The way you learn.
Well, when we went a night walk,
mm-hmm.
you and me, and we were walking on a very busy road.
Yes.
Someone beeped me.
Yeah.
And I stuck my finger up at them because usually on that road we get people just beeping us randomly.
Yeah.
And then later found out that it was my friend from school, Lisa. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I said, how did you know it was us? Like, she was driving from behind us in the same direction that we were walking.
Yeah.
She goes, I can tell by the way you walked.
No,
we're not going to sing that song. No, we're not doing that. It's too early for songs. Like I said in a previous podcast, I listened to it first thing in the morning and I agreed with me.
Hmm.
It's too early for singing. So we're not going to, I know you're absolutely bursting.
Go say, stay alive. No. Just stay alive.
Then I will find you. So yeah, apparently, you know, I have a very distinctive walk. I don't know it.
I think everyone does.
But yeah.
And the way you run is kind of an extension of the way you walk. So
yeah.
So
yeah.
I'd imagine that you had to do a lot of work to, if that's the way he runs, that's fine.
Yeah.
But if that's not the way he runs, if you did it for comic effect,
yeah.
you probably had to do a lot of work to make himself
run that
way.
Trying to think if he runs in 40-year-old virgin, but I don't think he does.
He rides a bike.
Yeah.
He does run.
Yeah.
But you don't get to see him from that angle because it's kind of him running up the stairs.
Oh, that's right.
He runs out and up the stairs.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's kind of, when you're running upstairs, it's different.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
So I don't remember. I mean, I didn't really look at it. This one is you get the behind view of him running,
mm-hmm.
and you get the side view of him running, mm-hmm. like, and you get to see everyone's running style.
Yep.
Which is quite good.
It is good.
Oh, yeah. So shall we start the movie?
Yes.
I'm assuming there's no trivia on this thing.
No, there wasn't much.
Apart from the fact it's only $8 million.
Yeah. I didn't see much trivia that I thought was worth mentioning anyway. Trivia is just, I don't know, sometimes it's just facts about the movie, which is, I suppose that's what is trivia, but it's nothing that I found of any interest.
No, and the trivia that I like the most is things like alternate people in the movie.
Yeah.
Or sometimes I don't mind, like, different endings they tell you about. And the other ones are, like, cameo things. Like, sometimes that's the more interesting ones.
Mm-hmm.
But, well, or like, you know, things about how the production went ahead.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't get that all the time. A lot of the time the trivia is just like, this is the third time this person acted with this person. It's mm-hmm. like, yeah, that's not really that important.
No, it's not. Okay, so start of the movie, she's watching beauty pageants.
Yes.
And I said, what if she focused on the reaction of the losers instead of the winner?
Oh, yeah.
Because that would have put a different, she's focusing on one person.
But you focus on the winner because that's it.
Some people do. I like to focus on the losers.
Well, that's because Greg Kinnear says you can't do the 9 steps.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's all right. I'd rather do 2 steps, to be honest, because it's a lot easier on the calves.
That's true.
And the quads.
And then you'd know what kind of gait, what kind of walking gait you have.
I've done activities where it involves 100 flights of steps?
Mm-hmm.
And another one where I think we did like 6,000 steps in the stadium stomp.
Yep.
So I've done the steps, Greg.
You can just fuck
right off.
Yeah.
He can fuck right off. Okay, so yeah, if she focused on the losers, would she be more into the whole competitiveness of beauty pageants?
I don't think anyone really, when they're watching any kind of contest, ever really focuses on the loser.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they do, but I feel like if you like
rugby league, they do because they talk to both teams.
Yeah, no, but I think if you've got in your first knowledge of something,
yeah.
when you're first watching it, if you're really obsessed with something, you're focusing on who wins.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different thing when it's a team sport and you can.
Dares wins.
Yeah, like if it's a team sport and mm-hmm. you actually like have some skin in the game, as they say, then you really care about who wins and loses.
Such a male term.
Yeah. So, but if it's a sport or a contest where it's all about, you know, you don't really know these people, you just worry, you're just enjoying the contest itself,
mm-hmm.
then you're going to focus on the winner.
Mm.
But anyway,
yeah,
she did focus on the losers.
Yeah.
Well, she'd be like,
she would just say, oh, that's really depressing. I don't know if I'm up for that.
Yeah, I know. I don't think she has so much positivity, this
character.
Yeah,
she's her father's daughter.
Yeah.
It's all about the win. You don't see the loss.
Well, not so much that. She's just such a positive, easy child, like kid. She just focuses on the positive to it.
Yeah, she's got no reason to not.
Yeah.
Exactly. She hasn't hit the teenage years yet like her brother has.
Yeah, true.
How
old do you think Olive is?
I think she said he's 7 or 8 year old, he says.
Is it 8?
Yeah, okay. They have the conversation about suicide, and the dad says, this is not the conversation that should be had for a 7 year old or an 8 year old. Oh, okay.
I didn't hear that.
So that's what she's supposed to be.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
She looks a bit older than that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I know my kids at that age, they still did see a bit of negativity. So their positivity is.
Yeah. He's sort of. His parent. Well, he's really parenting, but his whole life philosophy and parenting philosophy does not.
No.
Go well with us.
No, you don't bring your work, you don't bring your work to home like that. It's not
exactly.
No, we're not all about losing. It's in fact, Sammy has to do. Our youngest has to do a speech for school, and she had to pick from a range of subjects. And I was trying to get her to pick to someone like there was one about heroes, everyday heroes.
Yeah,
I'm like, that's good because there's a lot of content there. We can focus on one person. We can talk about what they've done.
Yeah,
like it's easy. It's all facts.
Yeah, exactly.
Nope, she refused. And she picked the subject, it's okay to fail, and it's okay to make mistakes.
There you go.
So that's what we talked about, and we wrote a whole... And she wrote a fair bit, though. She came up with a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
She started rambling on about... It's like a video game, you know? You have attempts at the level, and you learn because the pattern changes.
Yeah.
So I started writing it. She goes, what are you doing? And I said, I'm writing that down. She goes, no, I don't think... I was just talking. I'm like, no, I think it's a really good thing to liken it to something that relates to you.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh.
Especially relates to the audience.
That's right, exactly, which is the rest of the game like, kids in her class.
Like steps.
Yep.
9 steps. Anyway, let's keep going.
You're an idiot.
I know.
And then we shoot to...
I failed that time.
Yep.
And I wasn't afraid.
No. Oh, God, David. Take a breath, people. Let's move on. All right, the next scene is the grandfather getting a bump. It's not really a bump, actually. He does a couple of lines. He doesn't even do a bump.
He does.
And I said, what if cocaine was better administered with like a spoon straw, like for slushies?
Is it supposed to be cocaine or heroin? Because they mention heroin later.
Heroin has to be injected. Not that I'm an expert, but from what I've seen in movies, heroin has to be boiled on a spoon.
Yeah, no, from I think ads. That's a different... I think cocaine's there's different ways snorted. To do it. Yeah, I know that, but maybe heroin. This cocaine, but... They do mention heroin at some point.
No, they don't. In the car, they talk about the fact that he was doing cocaine and that's why he got kicked out of the nursing home.
Or did they say cocaine?
Yeah, they said cocaine. Heroin. No, they said cocaine.
Okay, well, either way.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, he got kicked out of the home.
Maybe I just heard it wrong.
Yeah, no, definitely said that he got... Maybe he was doing that too, but it was cocaine that I remember. So, yeah. Because it's a lot of effort to get a tiny little mirror.
Yep.
You have to get a blade to make little lines.
Yep.
And then he rolled up like a dollar note or whatever it is, an American note, to make a straw. Like, just get a straw. He's got his own little
pack there.
Yeah. Just get a straw.
Mm-hmm.
Or I've seen what, you know, like from Cruel Intentions, she's got like a little crucifix that has a little spoon in it.
Yeah.
Just do that. It's much more convenient. I don't know. There's just a lot of effort into it.
I mean, like, what if he had a different drug addiction if it wasn't this, if it was like weed or something, and he just became like a stoner?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, he's like stoner grandpa. Just be
hungry all the time.
Just really hungry.
Yeah, and just, you know, whatever. Or mushrooms. You just start seeing random shit. I wonder if he was on a cocaine when he planned her talent.
I think he's always on the cocaine.
Yeah, probably.
That's the problem.
Yeah, although he seems to be fairly...
Oh, he's lucid all the time.
Yeah, lucid. Right. He's not high all the time.
No, but this is the thing. I feel like this character, the way you describe this character is he went through his life doing everything that everyone expected him to do.
Yeah.
And he got to a point and he does not give a shit anymore. And now all he wants to do is what he wants to do.
Yeah.
So now he basically does drugs whenever he wants to.
Yeah.
He was sleeping around with all the women at the home.
Yeah, 4-to-1 ratio.
Yeah, he was very happy about that.
Yeah.
And he tells everyone he thinks.
Yeah.
He does not hold back.
What he thinks, yeah.
Did I say what?
No, you said he tells everyone he thinks. That's good that you think.
I thought I said tell everyone.
You'll find out when you get to hear that back. It's what quite he funny. Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
Hey, David, I think.
Nice. Give five.
Okay.
So, and in that same sense, he will teach his granddaughter to do a
just
routine.
To go for it,
Yeah, just do it.
Don't think about it.
Don't worry
it. Just
about
do
it.
What you want. Yeah.
Don't make them. Don't do what they want you to do. You do what you want to do.
Yeah. And then the next scene shoots over to Toni Collette picking up her brother.
Yep.
And I said, "What if the Virgin succeeded? And she was there to identify the body instead.
Yes, the Virgin.
So she wouldn't have got home. They may not have heard that message.
Mm-hmm.
The trek may not have happened.
Yep. So I've got." I've got something about him.
Yeah.
I said, what if Frank was a cult leader? Because he looks like he's doing a cult leader, and he tried to kill himself, and no one else did it.
All right, you ready for this?
Yeah.
I channeled you for this next what if.
Okay.
Fuck, I'm not proud of it.
Yes.
But I said, what if she actually imagined bringing him home because the clothes that he was wearing, he looks like he'd already died.
Oh, and he's a ghost and yep. no one else knows. And yep. she keeps talking to him and everyone just thinks that she's lost it because her brother died yeah, like so a month ago nice or something. To her.
Yeah, No. Imagine he just died and she's like, you know, Frank is with us and sort of thing and they're just
and
being...
And everyone's just...
They're being, yeah. yeah, but he's not
especially
really
when she's yelling at him to jump in the van and yep. they're all like... Oh my god, I like that. That's good.
Yeah.
That's actually a really good
because
twist
he's walking
at the end
out
of this.
And he looks like he does. He looks like he's dressed up for heaven. He looks like he's gonna be talking yep. to Morgan Freeman in the next scene. it's him at the end of 40-year-old Virgin.
Yeah.
Fail the sunshine. I wonder if that was a relation. Yep.
Anyway, that's the so same song. Funny. Yep. Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
That's actually really, really good.
Of course you do, because it's right up your
that
alley.
That is really good.
I wrote
good.
It down and felt dirty instantly that I was like, oh my God,
no,
I'm
like
channeling David's brain.
I just worked with the fact that he looked like a cult leader.
Yeah,
and
he
I
does.
Thought, dude, I thought, well, maybe he committed suicide. Like, instead of it being the love triangle thing and the losing his job and whatever, yeah. maybe, you know, like he just tried to kill himself and no one went with him.
I would have liked the scene where he's trying to shave his face and everyone's like, no! Afterwards. But yes. Maybe he was just playing tennis because he just looked like he had those tennis wristbands on for wiping the sweat
he
away.
He was a bit Tennessee, isn't
he?
He
was a bit Tennessee.
Tennessee Williams.
And then we meet Dwayne, the 15-year-old, 14-year-old kid.
Yep, son. Dwayne.
And I said, what if Dwayne was more of a rock and he didn't hate everybody?
Yeah.
He's in a weird place.
He's in a very weird place.
I don't know why he has to have a vow of silence for what he's doing. I know he hates everybody, but just because you stop talking doesn't mean everybody else does.
Yeah, I don't know. Dwayne's a very strange character.
Mm.
I don't understand him.
Mm.
I feel like he doesn't understand himself.
No.
But he's a very strange character.
Mm.
I feel like what has happened is he has said he wants to go to... flight
yep.
school, whatever, and they've said no.
Yes,
and
so he's said, I'm not talking until I go.
Yes. He's like, yeah. hold my breath kind
yeah.
of thing.
Yes, yeah.
Except this is not talking.
No, but
and they've just
sound...
gone 18 months without him talking.
Yeah, we'll see if this thing flies.
Does he
literally.
Go to school? Does he talk at school?
Probably not.
Wow.
I reckon in a class of 30 kids, you can get away with not talking.
Probably, yeah.
He can write notes. He can do that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure they've had discussions with the parents.
Maybe at
and
Christmas
they said, this
they would
is
get him
doing.
Like an Etch-a-Sketch so he doesn't have to keep using...
Not an Etch-a-Sketch, a Magna-Doodle.
Magna-Doodle.
Etch-a-Sketch would be fuck. He puts his finger up like, 1 second. He's using those knobs. Like a fucking 50 years later.
Okay, not Etch-a-Sketch, Magna-Doodle. It's the same thing.
It's
a little board. He
no.
gets him. They give him a little whiteboard.
Can't do curves. Well, you can if you're very skilled.
Yes, you can.
If you're skilled,
you gotta be good.
You gotta use both knobs.
You yeah. gotta twist both knobs at the same time
in the right directions.
Yeah,
yeah.
The correct directions.
Yes,
but if he's doing it for long enough, he'd be able to do curves.
Yes, he probably
he'd be able
would
to write
be
cursive.
To do. Oh fuck's sake.
Okay, instead of Etch-a-Sketch, I mean Magna-Doodle or a whiteboard with a thing. So he doesn't have to use up all the paper.
A whiteboard's great, yes. A
whiteboard's much
is
better.
Probably more practical than a
maybe
than
just a piece of glass.
Although Magna-Doodle's great because you can do shapes because it had a star, it had a circle.
Yeah.
It had a square. So he can just like,
just put
he can write
on.
Fuck, and but he can put the little shapes in there so he's not necessarily swearing. Now, anyone that doesn't know what the fuck we're talking about, I'm so sorry, but you weren't a kid of the 90s, and screw you.
Oh, my God.
Google it.
Oh, I just want to see that.
You know, it's funny because Etch-a-Sketches feature a lot in modern-day movies.
Yeah.
But not Magna-Doodles.
No Magna-Doodle.
Probably the name now you probably couldn't use.
It's not a good name.
So they were based on a pen with a metal nib, and it was magnets underneath the thing. So, you know, as you drew, the light grey matte... had a dark grey, because I think it had iron filings
yeah,
or
something
in something it. Something
like that.
That made it come to, they made them come to the top.
Yeah.
So my mum stepped on mine and fucked up an entire corner. So, yeah, not good to walk on. But I still used it.
So, with a whiteboard.
Yes.
Just recently.
Yes.
This is the adventures of my company, right? So we had a big whiteboard. We borrowed, someone else didn't want it.
Like one on wheels?
No, well, it actually had the wheel thing. We took it off. We fixed it on the wall.
Right, yeah.
But in the part where we fixed it on the wall, we had to make a new desk for someone.
Mm-hmm.
So it had to come off the wall. So I was there and someone said, hey, You know what's better than... Because the whiteboards are terrible, mm-hmm. right? Whiteboards, after about three or four goes, you can't wipe it off properly anymore.
Unless you're using the right cleaning stuff.
No, it doesn't matter. It does not matter. If you use the right cleaning stuff... excuse me. If you use the right cleaning stuff, it goes okay for a while. But eventually, it just won't rub off properly. It just...
Okay.
Like, they don't make them good anymore. Mm-hmm. They don't make them good. So, someone said, hey, if you do it on glass... It will never do that, right? Because glass is better. It's smoother.
Yeah.
Than the, because there's a little bit of grit on the surface, so you end up this weird, yucky, yep. kind of goes brownish. So I contacted this person that we do work with in this glass thing, and for nothing, he gave us, like, with all the fixings to fix it to the wall and everything, this piece of glass is, like...
Yep.
Huge.
Yep.
Huge, like a massive fucking whiteboard. And even got it painted on the backside of it. So it was white, like a whiteboard. So it's actually a whiteboard.
Oh, wow.
And gave it to us for nothing.
That's cool.
How cool is that?
That is really cool.
So we got it fixed on the wall now. And yeah. then you know what happened? Within the first day, it all got filled up with people drawing joke things and making jokes and whatever. And I had to wipe half of it off. Just like, we need it for actual work, guys. Not... Someone decided to draw a dog, like a very large dog with like a tongue and whatever. It was very cool, but it like took up all of our space.
People can't see anything with this podcast, I know, but I'm making the weirdest face.
Yeah.
I'm puzzled.
I mean, we've got our thing from the last whiteboard, which is our favorite spelling mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so that was up at the top. I've still got all those. I put like the best five or something up there, including pooping out.
I've done pooping out.
Yeah.
I've just pooped it in the mail for you, was mine.
Pooping out's good.
Yeah.
This is the one I actually caused it. I wrote a specification for someone saying that we're going to cut a section of the slab in the living room,
mm-hmm.
but misspelt it and wrote loving room.
Mm.
And the client saw it, like the client sent it back, and she just sent it back to me with a smile, said, I think you mean living room, but I'm appreciating this.
That's a good customer.
That was really, really nice of her to do that. So I've that
got
one stays.
I've got one that rivals your spelling mistakes. Not me. It wasn't me. It was my manager that did this. She texted one of the presenters. So there was a program we were running, two of the same show.
Yeah.
So what we wanted to do was send over two of the new presenters, and one was going to do the first show and one was going to do the second show.
Yeah.
So she sends a message to the second presenter to say, such and such is doing the first show and you're going to do the sexy show. And hit send. And just dropped her phone on the desk and went, oh, no. Ah!
You're going to do the sexy show.
And we're like, what? And then she couldn't even vocalize. She just went, ah, no. How do I undo? And because she lost her mind, just I think it's with an iPhone. Again.
Just say sorry. She did. Second. Not she did. Sexy.
10 seconds later.
Yeah.
The presenter who got the message was literally just downstairs, walks up and goes, well, am I? It was the right person to send it to because... He has a wicked sense of humour.
A sexy show. It's
and
so
then
good.
I believe she sent him another message of the same sort of calibre.
Yeah.
It was more dirty than anything. And I'm like, that, it's you sending it to the same. I said, like, she goes, well, he can't send it to HR because I am HR. He can make a complaint that my good. Manager is sexually harassing me. Mm-hmm. But she did it again and I can't remember what the second one was, but it was such a doozy as well. And I'm like, far out, mate. What is your... It took ages for my phone to realize that I don't give a duck is actually I don't give a fuck.
Mm.
So if her phone is changing second to sexy,
mm-hmm.
there's something wrong there.
Yeah.
I mean, it is an iPhone.
Yeah, true.
But, yeah.
Our ones are generally things that people put in reports, and usually it's what our clients send to us.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times we'll get things like, instead of council pipeline, they wrote cancel pipeline.
Oh, that's not good. That could be a big mistake.
A lot of people write lentil instead of lintel. That's quite funny.
Yes.
But we've got ones like that. There's one in it. It doesn't mean much to anyone else, but it's Kanana.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is one of the draftees, he was writing a thing about a cabana, but he wrote Kanana. And he wrote it on the drawings. And I told him about it, and he forgot to change it. And I didn't go out. But the whole time, every time I see him, I'm like, oh, I'm just going to chill out in the Kanana. We just laugh about it.
If you ever get him a Secret Santa,
get a Kanana.
I'll do a shirt with a minion yelling, yeah. Kanana!
Kanana! It's very good.
I can do that.
Anyway, our whiteboard adventures has those things on it. And then someone decided to write a whole bunch of things, which was like all the different calculation of things that people should just know.
Yeah.
And wrote it all out. And I said, seriously, man, we don't need to have this on this board.
Yeah.
People can just write on their own things.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that hard to do.
No.
So I'm trying to keep this board pristine, or at least some space in it, so that when we're doing stuff, I can write some stuff out for people.
Yeah, yeah. But it's funny how people see empty space and just want to take it.
Don't fill the empty space.
We have a whiteboard downstairs, and it's in through a thoroughfare. It's downstairs office. But it is pristine. There is nothing on it.
Hmm.
And a couple of times I've just thought about writing like a positive message to everyone. Yeah. I'm like, no, it's just leave it as it is.
Yeah. If you write something, it'll be full in a day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Someone's going to break the seal.
Whereas you should see what our fridge looks like.
Okay. I'm scared.
It's covered in magnets and it's got Sharpie, it's got whiteboard marker all over it.
Oh, my God.
Because our doors of our fridge, if you slam one door, it pops the freezer door open and vice versa.
Yeah.
So if you go and walk away, everything, and we have scientific items in our fridge, like we have frozen toads and plucks and stuff. So if that shit gets defrosted, it's going to be nasty as hell. Mm-hmm. And I'm the one that's going to have to fucking clean it up because I've done it before. So we have to write on it, like, make sure the door is closed before you walk away and make sure you check the use-by date on the milk.
Mm-hmm.
So we put notes on the fridge more than we use a whiteboard.
We get emails for that.
Oh, my God. No,
we get angry emails.
Feel like we need to put it on the fridge so people see it as they're using the fridge.
Yeah, no, we just get angry emails. Yeah.
We used to have a fun fridge too. We had a little bar fridge that was in the kitchen off to the side that we used to have alcohol in.
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
have that shit anymore.
No, well, now it's I've written on it, it's not so fun fridge because it's got fucking COVID tests and fucking EpiPens in it. It is the opposite of fun.
That's not fun.
Although, you know, a good adrenaline hit would never hurt anybody, I reckon.
Yeah, but I mean,
it's not fun.
After two or three of those, it gets a little bit hairy.
It's not good.
And I mean, get some COVID testing. Just fine. Just do it for no reason.
You know, it starts to bleed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Canal.
You can't put the EpiPen in properly because you're shaking too much.
maybe that's what the grandpa should have done this one.
Oh, he should have done EpiPen.
Should have just done EpiPens.
Yeah.
Do a bit of speed.
Maybe the EpiPen goes, oh, sorry, you're vaccinated for the flu. Hang on, I'll go get my EpiPen. I don't know what that's from. I've forgotten, but it was funny and it made us laugh.
That was the movie we did. We watched. We watched that movie with, it was the Outlaws that had.
That's right.
The two of the guys from that TV show, and that was the guy.
Yeah, that's right.
The really long hair guy. Anyone doesn't know what we're talking about.
We watched a movie called Outlaws. It's great.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of the guy. What is the name of that show? Tight Butthole. What the fuck's that?
Yeah, Tight Butthole.
What the hell's that called?
And the singing guy from Pitch Perfect. Yeah. It's, fuck.
Who was the nanny in Modern Family. Yes. Yeah, that guy.
Mm.
Oh, damn, I can't think of anyone's name now.
Yeah, no.
Anyway, if you can figure out who we're talking about, we watch this movie. It's actually quite good.
Yeah.
It's got Pierce Brosnan and Ellen Barkin
and the other girl.
And the girl.
That I don't know her from. She's from She's the Man or one of those low romantic comedy
things.
God,
I don't know what she's from.
Anyway,
we're going to live Google because we need to know what this thing's called. What is that show called? It's about workers. Something workers. Not hard workers. It's like something like that. Oh, what is this show called? Oh, this is so frustrating. This is probably not good podcast material, guys.
No.
Sorry.
It keeps coming up with The Office.
I know.
It's not The Office.
Oh, man. It's called.
I'll find it.
Just type in the movie we watched and find him.
I want to do that, but I feel like I get it this way easier.
I don't know. You've taken already 2 minutes to get it.
This is 2 minutes. You've got no
idea. I can check. We can check how long it's been on this thing, how long it's been. Oh,
for fuck's sake, really?
Yeah, you're not going to find it that way.
Okay, so, all right, we'll do it that way then.
Yeah, if you find the movie, you go to cast.
That's the wrong movie. Oh, my God.
This is so bad. I'm so sorry. I can't move on until I know what this is.
Why is it giving me the 1%? I said Outlaws.
No, I reckon
God.
It needs to be Out-Laws.
I know. I realize that now. Jesus Christ.
Because you're getting some Western movie.
Oh, Lord. Thank you.
That's it. All right, just get a cast.
I'm doing it.
Oh, okay.
Jesus Christ. Workaholics.
Thank you. I knew it had the word work in it. Workaholics.
Okay.
Anyway, it had two of the guys from Workaholics in it.
Yep, Tight Butthole.
And the dude who is the with the weird hair from Workaholics.
Mm-hmm.
That you all know about this show. You're all yelling at me by now.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. Sorry, but we're old. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's move on to this movie, because this movie is really, really good.
Sorry, that was a schneid question and a half.
Okay.
So then they realize that they have to drive to California for this competition.
So we at the dinner yet?
Yeah, they're having dinner.
Okay. So when they're having dinner, I've got something for that. So I went, what if the defense objection was sustained? Because it seriously feels like there's so the dynamic of this group, mm-hmm. of these people, is the dad is the, like, self-help guy, but yes. also thinks he's right all the time and just will stop at nothing to basically talk over everyone.
Yeah, he's an asshole.
So he is like...
I hate people like that.
He's like friggin' prosecuting... Like basically, Frank is telling his story about what happened.
And everybody knows somebody like this.
Yeah. And Greg Kinnear's character, I can't think of what the dad's name is. But he is basically just... like having an argument about don't say this story in front of the daughter, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Which in some senses maybe is not a bad idea, because I feel like you need to let kids know some things, but maybe when someone, you know, tries to commit suicide...
it's going to raise more questions than not.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you could have said it in a way, honestly, with a kid that age, like I have no issue with them being completely honest with a kid, but there's ways to say it.
Yeah.
So you can, you say you were unhappy. You can, and he said he kept using the word that he was mentally ill or something like that. Yeah. That's not the right word to use. I would have said, you know, he was, his head was, you know, in a very bad place sort of thing. There's other ways you could have used it. He spoke about him. He had no respect for him.
Yeah. He hasn't got respect for him.
No, because he called him a loser because, you know, suicide and those thoughts are thoughts of a loser.
Greg Kinnear just says there's only winners and losers.
Yeah, yeah, there's no grey. There's no grey area.
There's no grey area for
him.
So, yeah. But, yeah, I just, for some reason, it felt like I was in a court drama.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's why I said the defence objects.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, it was fun. I said, what if they'd actually discussed Frank's suicide before he got home?
Yeah, like, probably not a bad idea.
Yeah, there was a...
It feels like everyone's running around and they kind of... This is the first time they've seen each other.
Yeah, yeah, I believe that too. But there's phone conversations that could have been had. Just, I don't know, it just feels like... Although it feels like the adults all knew what was going on and the kid had already been spoken to, but not the girl.
Yeah.
Because he knew he had to share his room. The cot had already been set up.
Yeah.
So this was already known.
I think they set the cot up.
Just happened.
They know they were going to... She knew she was going to go... Well, they... She knew she was going to go pick him up.
Yeah. So, suicide attempt probably happened before.
Well, we just didn't see the phone conversation. She might have called on the way over and she's calling, talking with the husband.
Yeah.
And saying, you know, I'm not smoking, whatever. She might have also called the kid. Well, I can't really have much phone conversation with him. But she might have already talked to him before she left to go pick up
the... Unless that's the only phone call that's happening and he's setting up the cot and he's doing that stuff, which I can't believe it is because he's not that good of a husband.
So he's not that kind of guy.
No. I just feel like that's been... She sorted it all out and then she went over to pick him up. And then he's come home from work and she's talking to him about it now.
I feel so.
So, yeah.
All right.
And she's already talked to the kid and the father because the dad's the grandfather because they're already there.
So they hear about the Little Miss Sunshine just after that. Yep. And so she gets on the phone call and obviously I think it's her sister can't take...
No, she's going Olive. To do a she's horse show. She's going to
do some equestrian event or something.
Yeah, yeah.
In California. And then, so I went, what if they just did fly?
Yep.
They don't fly because Greg Kinnear doesn't... They haven't got enough money.
No.
Greg Kinnear's worried about it.
Yeah.
Because he hasn't got his deal yet.
Yep.
So if he'd got his deal already, or if the deal had come through, they would have just the two of them flown over there and it would have been...
Well, no, it can't be just the two of them. It has to be the three. The grandpa's not going to go without the
daughter. Oh, the grandpa as well. Sorry.
He's sorted her talent. He wants to
So the
to
grandpa
go with.
And his... daughter-in-law and his granddaughter would go together.
That's correct.
Now, do you reckon he would do the drugs on the plane and die on the plane?
If he did, yeah.
And it would just be her and the daughter.
Yeah.
That would be even worse. I don't think she gets to the show if he goes.
Well, no, the flight would have taken much shorter amount of time.
I suppose.
She could have had all that paperwork sorted and said, okay, so that's going to be, he's going to get transferred to Albuquerque.
Yeah.
And then...
But would they have left later? Because...
And they could also fly him back too. So.
Well, because I don't know how long this card...
Well, if they'd left later, no, absolutely not.
They probably wouldn't have left straight away. Because with a flight, you can't just go get a flight.
Yeah.
They have to book a flight. They'd have to go to the airport.
True.
They'd get the flight that gets there just before.
Possibly, yeah.
So I feel like it wouldn't... They may have
missed it. There's a good chance they would have missed it. Yeah, absolutely. I said, what if they just left Dwayne at home? He's a 15-year-old kid.
I've got that too, if they leave Dwayne behind.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I could leave our 15-year-old at home, but I could definitely see... think about it. She shuts it down straight away. No. So it's like she's almost thinking her kids in the same headspace as Frank.
Why can't Frank drive this? Like, Frank can drive.
Yeah. She says that and he goes, no.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Like, what she says she can't drive it. Yeah. But Frank could drive it.
Yeah.
I don't think Grandpa can drive.
No.
But they could have gone like that. So Greg Kinnear could stay at home with the kid.
Yeah.
And it would have been the rest of them.
Yeah, there's now, ways of doing it.
That happens. They and the clutch hardest. Still fucks up.
Yeah.
They're not getting anywhere because there's no way they can. They would just have to give up on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they don't give up because Greg Kinnear, this is later on in the movie, he pushes at that point to get them there.
Well, no, the mechanic helps them out.
Yeah, he does.
The mechanic gives them the idea because he realises they need to do something about it because they're going to be stuck until Thursday.
Yeah.
And this is what we're assuming, this is the Saturday.
Yeah,
travelling.
I'm assuming so.
Yeah, because it's not the Sunday. They sleep over and then it's next night. So that's a long time. 5 days is to be long, like a long time to be waiting that's for a part. That's a
huge amount of time.
But standard, especially nowadays, it'd be probably worse than that. Definitely would have made sense. But then they either, I think, any other alternative in configuration on who goes and who stays, that they wouldn't have made this this place, this show. Probably a good thing that they did it, actually. And then he started talking about losers and winners and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I said, what if that wife just shut the cunt down?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. She says to him, like, she gestures like, no. I don't mind it there, but okay. She gestures to him no, but like I would have just like shut that down. Like he was talking absolutely damaging stuff.
Sucks.
Yeah, that's terrible.
He sucks as a character.
Yeah. And I wouldn't even be talking like that to another adult, let alone a kid.
Yeah, okay. So all right. Let's put it this way. Let's try and put ourselves in his shoes for a little bit, right? This guy has put all of his time and effort into something.
Yes.
That he needs this guy to call him. He thinks it's over the line and it will mean financial prosperity for his whole family.
Mm-hmm.
And they are really tight at the moment. You can tell that things are not great.
Yeah.
So, and he's obviously the wife is not happy about the fact that they've done all this. So all the pressure is on him.
Yeah.
And so I feel like him earlier on in the movie is all of that manifesting. Like he is just so. That's what I'm saying. If any of these things had come forward for him, if he got his book deal already, if it had been fine, I don't know if he's. I feel like he's always a bit of a dick.
Yeah.
But I don't think he is as big of a dick as he is in this situation. Well,
he's been told by the yes man that everything's good to go and it's going to happen. So, and that's what those people are. They tell them to do because they want everyone on board, and whatever gets picked, and whatever doesn't. It doesn't faze them. They just want more options. To submit to their bosses.
Yeah.
So they, you know, they'll say anything to get people over the line and sign up. So yeah, he's been filled with false hope, which doesn't work. Plus, he's got to believe in his own shit, otherwise he's full of shit. But seriously, you don't have to fucking spread that crap around your family, especially your kids. You know.
Yeah.
I work for a science education company, but you don't hear me spouting science to my kids all the time. I just tell them it's not even duck science. That's pretty much that's the extent of my science goes.
But he's like evangelical about his thing. He thinks this is the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, he should be dressing like Frank because he's very cult leaderish.
He's extremely cult leaderish.
Yeah, it's not good. Then my next one isn't when they've already left.
Okay, so
California.
Yeah, so I think my one is also there. I went, what if Grandpa wasn't unhinged?
Yeah, he loses it in the car.
He just loses his mind. He gets
really mad in the car. Yeah, because they start talking about the nursing home.
Yes.
And the fact that he got kicked out.
And then he starts kind of telling the grandkid to fuck as much as he can.
Yeah, while you're both underage.
Yeah.
Yeah, get that fresh meat.
He seriously is unhinged.
Yeah.
And look, he's a lovable character.
Yeah.
We know he's lovable, but I tell you, he makes it more tense in that car.
He does, yeah.
He kind of makes it worse.
Yeah, he pisses off the father.
Yep.
And stresses out the driver and, you know, he's just on a rant sort of thing. Although if you just amused him.
Yeah.
If he had a different attitude about it.
Yeah, he doesn't. He's had enough of his shit.
Yeah, I know. He's angry that he got kicked out of a fairly good nursing home that he was happy and he could just eat off the drugs, he would have been all right.
Yeah, but he can't.
No, he can't, which is fair enough. They stop at a petrol station.
Yep.
And at this point, everything seems to be a good vibe in the car. And then unfortunately, like Frank goes into the petrol station to get porn for his what would you call
him? He's not even a relation
no,
to
him. No, he's his sister's father-in-law, let's say that. And he gets himself a slushie, and unfortunately the poor bugger bumps into his ex, who's a fucking wanker.
Yeah.
Absolute wanker.
Yes.
Now,
did you... Okay, I understood at the end that he is the number one or number two or something like that. It's the forerunner of, like, people who...
Study this particular person.
Yes. It's Proust.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, at certain points, I thought he was saying priest.
Did you?
And I kept thinking, why is he studying a priest? And then I didn't realise it, like, I didn't realise it was Proust.
Oh, okay.
Because the way they were saying it, it didn't sound right to
me. Yeah, Proust.
And then once he finally said it at the end of the movie, I realised, oh, they mean the, like, author.
Well, even from the newspaper thing where he saw where it was...
No, yeah, from that point. Oh, okay. Yeah, great. When I saw that.
I was going to say, because that was quite clear that it was Proust.
Yeah, when I saw that, but that's later on in the movie too.
Yeah, not too far later, but
no,
it is
but
later.
But at certain points in here, when he's talking to this about the kid about this, and I keep thinking he's saying priest.
Yeah.
And I'm like, he's not saying priest.
I just want to be close to you.
Maxi priest.
Yeah. Ha, ha, ha.
I mean, they're the best priests,
that's
Maxi
right,
ones.
They are, they are. Although they do. Okay, no, I'm not going to say that.
No.
No, moving on.
No, it's fine. We didn't say that at all.
So,
keep going.
If he didn't bump into them, I think he would have stayed in a happier frame of mind.
Oh, of course.
It brings him down so that...
Yeah, he's pissed.
Yeah, he's pissed and he's full of sarcasm and his attitude shifts. So, yeah, he's...
Definitely.
And they're both absolute cunts. They quite clearly laugh at him. But I'm glad he gets the porn because the porn helps out later.
That's true.
Yeah.
I've got a point here. So on the road trip, I'm not sure where it happens. It could be before or after what the next thing is. But I went, what if they took the carefree highway?
Yes. Yes, take the carefree highway. I would have taken the carefree highway. I don't care if there's tolls on that highway.
It's carefree.
It's carefree, baby.
I feel like that's, I don't know if that's a real place. I actually was going to look it up, but I couldn't be bothered.
No.
But I think that's supposed to be like a, you know, the carefree highway, and then everything falls to shit.
Because... Unless it's sponsored by like the old sanitary pads, Stay
well,
Free.
Would be.
And they call it the carefree, Stay
I think
Free
they have
highway.
A product called Carefree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I said that.
Not Stay Free, but Carefree.
I'm pretty sure it was Carefree.
Yeah, that's right.
But I think Stay Free was their logo, like their not logo, their motto.
Okay, cool.
So, yeah. I should know. I use the products. Do you use the products?
I don't use the products.
No, you don't use the products.
No, I don't.
No. So, yeah, and then they get to the, who else loses it at this point? Oh, that's when they have the mechanical problems, I believe, because it starts to go downhill. Everyone starts to have. And then the dad finds out that he's not going to get the.
Yeah, so they have. Okay, so they have the.
Because it all starts
mechanical
to come down.
Problem, and also he gets on the phone. Which one happens first, the mechanical problem or the phone?
I'm pretty sure it's the mechanical problem that happens first.
I think the mechanical problem. Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he finds out the next day because he decides that night to drive over to see Grossman. So that's after the mechanical problem.
Yeah.
So, okay. So they have the breakdown. I think the breakdown happens just after. The petrol station or whatever.
Yes.
Like it's further down the road.
Well, they can't even start it.
They can't get it started.
That's why they're there near a petrol station.
Yeah.
So that it happens at the same place.
I can't remember if it does
I'm
or
pretty,
not.
I feel like it does because otherwise it can't start it. How do they get it to
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So it happens at the same place. And then as he's driving, the phone call happens. He can't hear him. So he pulls over.
Yep.
And talks on a public phone. And then things go to shit with that. Which heightens tensions in the car.
So I said, what if he gets the book deal?
Yeah.
Like if he gives him if he gets the call and goes, yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
Or he just tells him, either he tells him he got it or he tells him, oh, look, they're going to delay their decision.
Yeah.
They'll come back to you.
Yeah. Or he couldn't reach him again.
Or
what
can't
if that
reach
was his
him.
One point and he didn't answer his phone call
because,
anymore.
Because he really, really goes off the hinge.
Yeah. So, yeah, if that was the case, then it just delays it. I mean, he's still stressed out, but at least there's no definitive because it causes a huge rift between him and his wife.
Did you notice in this movie, now, this is probably the second or third time in this point now, that, like, at the petrol station, there's a massive thing for Sprite. When they're having the chicken,
they ask for
they
Sprite for everything.
Like, this thing is fucking at Sprite advertising like crazy.
I noticed the Sprite at dinner, but I didn't notice the billboard for Sprite. So
yeah, there's
there
like a thing when they're in the
there.
When they're in the petrol station, behind Frank's head is like a big thing that says Sprite.
So they put their product placement in there.
Maybe
that's why
which
they
is
got
a weird,
$8 million budget.
Yeah, which is a weird thing for this movie. It doesn't feel like it belongs.
I didn't even notice it.
Oh, I did.
So there you go. It just, I suppose it just depends who notices and who doesn't.
I think because they specifically say Sprite.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, well.
Yeah. 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 Not a fan, not a fan.
Yeah. So then he decides, once he finds out he's not going to get his deal, they get back, they get to this hotel.
Yep. They've got to sleep somewhere for the night.
Yep. And he kind of gets, this is the thing, is that him and the wife are going to have a sort of have that that argument.
Yeah.
And I think that makes him go, fuck this, I'm going to drive, I'm going to get a, go over and talk to this Stan Grossman. Yeah,
he just wants to fix it.
He needs to fix the problem. He
needs to fix this. Right? Yeah.
Because I think she's pissed off now.
Of course she is. She's pissed off from the phone call.
Hmm.
She wouldn't even get into the car.
Yeah.
And then they have an absolute blowout where, did you, I don't know about you, but the kid where he's listening to the fighting.
Yeah.
The uncle tries to distract him with the TV, but he turns it off because he's smiling.
Yes.
At hearing the fighting. He just wants them to split up.
Oh, he does. He does. He hates them.
As, yeah.
He's gone through 15 years of shit because this couple is not a good couple.
No. So they don't belong together.
No.
So he's, that was a bit too close to home for me, honestly, when I saw him smiling about that. It was bad. Yeah, yeah. It made me feel sick. And then he tries to leave, but he realizes he can't do the thing with the car on his own. Mm-hmm. So he approaches all these kids on scooters. And I said, what if he had to blow one of those kids to use their scooter?
Oh.
Like, how does he wing that?
I suppose he gives them money.
He doesn't have any.
Oh, he's got some.
Yeah.
They've got money. It's not like they don't have any money at all. Yeah. They're not like destitute.
Maybe but they just don't have cocaine or something. Or...
Well, they just don't have enough money to, he's doesn't want, because she actually says earlier on, we'll just fly, right?
Yeah.
So they have the money to do it. Yeah, but I
think it's more savings.
But he wants to preserve their savings. So I'm assuming that he's like, give these kids $20 for a bike or $100 for a bike or whatever.
Yeah.
And he can get over there.
Yeah, because he thinks he can fix this.
What if they did it like a Dumb and Dumber moment where he trades the van in for a bike?
Yes.
And he totally redeems himself.
Well, the van probably is no good to him anyway.
That's true.
It's not like a giant dog or anything.
No, that's true. That's very true.
I said, what if Hal broke bad with Malcolm? At this point,
I just wrote Walter White.
Walter White. He had a Hal moment where he had to do all these sort of things. He talks to him and shuts him down pretty badly.
Mm-hmm.
Realizes that's done, can't really fix that, and just needs to move on from that.
Yeah.
And then we switch back to Grandpa and Little Miss Sunshine in their hotel room.
Yep.
And they practice, and he's a lovely grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
He says some lovely things to her, slightly inappropriate things to her. But for the time, that's a kind of normal thing.
Yeah. But this is the things for him. This is compliments.
Yes.
This is
granddaughter
compliments. Yeah, that's fine.
Back in the day, my dad used to be a mechanic from home, and he used to fix this guy's car. And the guy always took an interest in me.
Mm-hmm.
And he always used to compliment me and tell me. And I was only a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I would say I was under 10.
Yeah.
And say, oh, when you're old enough, when, you know, I'll come back and I will marry you and stuff like that. Yeah, I know.
Oh, that's gross.
Yeah.
That's Stan Grossman.
Yeah, but I think they were just trying to make you feel pretty, but doing it in a very weird way. That's
weird.
Yeah, it's not okay.
That's not okay.
Yeah, my dad never took a problem with that, so.
No, well,
maybe he just thought he tipped good. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Mm. What if Grandpa just eased off cocaine for that night?
Yeah, I know. What if he didn't OD?
Yeah. Just if you could have just eased off. But, yeah, it's not a bad way to go, high on cocaine and in your sleep.
Yeah, true.
Cocaine.
Well, what if, okay, so there's a little bit of who's going to be in which room with each other, right? Yeah. So what if they had a slightly different configuration of room? What if they could only afford two rooms?
Yeah.
And so they put the two parents and...
With the kid?
With her?
With her. Yeah.
Well, no, I think she wants to practice with Grandpa, right?
Yes.
So what if it was Grandpa, her, and...
Frank?
Say Frank.
Oh, God, no, you would never have that. So you can't. You wouldn't have the teenage boy with the parents.
Or maybe Grandpa, her, and the teenage boy, and then Frank just sleep. See, it would not...
The only way I can see configuring them into two rooms is the parents with her and the three boys in the room.
So, okay, say they did that.
Yep.
So she does a bit of practice with Grandpa
in
the room, and then goes back to the room with the parents.
Yeah.
While after they've had their fight and the dad walks off, right?
Yeah, that works.
So if Grandpa's there and he goes in, do you think that Frank or Dwayne would be able to stop him OD'ing?
No.
Okay.
Because he doesn't in the bathroom. Anyway. It's a private moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're at the hospital and lovely Linda. So what if Linda wasn't a bitch?
Oh, Linda is such a bitch.
Linda is a bitch.
Both both the doctor who... See, this is the thing is, right? They're waiting. The doctor comes in and he delivers the stuff like that.
Yeah.
Then after he's finished doing that, being the nice doctor, he just like yells out, Linda!
Yeah, it's weird. It's almost like they're in a free health clinic or something with the attitude and the care that they've got there. She comes up and she does the scream that you're not the only person that's had someone die today.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, damn, that's cold. I don't give a fuck about other people's. This is my relative and, oh, my God.
This is really, really poor.
It is really, really poor. Yeah, maybe that's what it happens, though. And I said, what if loss was expressed by, she said, my consolations.
Yeah, my consolations.
She meant to say condolences.
Yeah, I think she meant to say.
Is consolations a thing?
It's a consolation
you
prize.
You win this prize. Yeah. Right? That's the wrong word to use. So I said, what if loss was expressed by consolations? I'll be using that one. My consolation prize. Consolation. That was weird. Took me out of it.
It's not good. Yeah. She's not very good as a grief person.
No, she's a bitch. Like I said, Lindas are a bitch. Sorry to any Lindas listening. What if Linda took them to the wrong body?
That's true. And
some time has passed. Yeah. This whole period.
Do they even check?
No.
They don't even check.
Not until the... funeral parlor
turns up in California.
Yeah, and
so if they'd stole the wrong body.
Yep.
Oh my God, that'd be so much better.
Yep.
That'd be funny as.
I know, right? He's still back at the hospital.
Yeah, that'd be funny if they'd be like, oh, you know, my dad and whatever, and they go like that and they go, this is a woman.
Yeah, no, they just tuck him in. But you can tell that they take the sheet off because the sheet's left in the car.
So yeah.
He obviously proves that he's his father at that point.
Yeah, at that point. But what if, because he goes... He's still in the sheet.
Yes.
When the whole time they drive.
Yeah, it's right? Only until that point.
So when the guy coming from the funeral home
opens
the thing up and says, this is a woman.
Yeah. Dad, a cross-dresser by any chance?
Or like, you know, or anything. Could be any other person.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really good.
Yeah. Because I realise they never check.
That would be interesting.
They just wrap him up to go.
I think there'd be too much at the end of the movie happening.
Yeah, they want it to resolve.
They need to just resolve that piece.
I know, but that would be hectic,
but
though.
Man, that would be... That feels more like a Farrelly Brothers kind of thing.
Yeah, it's very National Lampoon's.
It's sort of strange. Yeah. Anyway, no,
like I also said, too, if they had no room in the car and they put him on the roof, very National Lampoon's. It's like tying your dog to the...
What if they don't pull the heist? What if they just sort of go, all right, well, we'll just, instead of try and steal him.
They just run out.
They just run.
Yeah,
right?
And leave him behind.
Or instead of doing that, what if they just give up at that point?
Yeah.
Because they could. I mean, they've come a long way. Yeah. They don't want to give up at this point.
They're pushing sloppy shit up a hill at this point.
They really are.
Everything is going against them. Like all the signs of karma is telling you not to make it. I don't know. At one point I'd be like, really, this doesn't feel like it's meant to be.
What if they just left, like, Dwayne and Frank there.
Yeah. Yeah. They could have.
They don't need to keep going.
Yeah, no, they could have.
They could just go, all right,
it seems practical just to leave someone behind with him.
Yeah. Because then it's just like the two parents. Well, the dad could just take her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He could just go like it's, because I don't know what time
it is.
He
won't be able to push that car by itself.
No. But what they could do is they could maybe hire a car and just drive out to the... Because I don't think it's that much further.
No.
I feel like they're pretty close.
Although
Linda says
you're never making it there, but I don't know if it's just because she sees all the paperwork that they've got ahead of them. There's no way they're going to make it in time.
Well, maybe it could be the two parents.
It feels like she wants to leave the dad there because it's his next of kin.
Yeah.
So it feels like there's leaving them behind is not...
Because she offers that Frank could drive. This is when she says Frank could drive at some point here. So they could do that. The dad could stay back.
I feel like
back.
He's committed to finishing this out.
Yeah, he wants to finish it.
Yeah, and they all
because he's already given the big speech to her. Do you think he could win this?
Yeah, and you started together, you finished together, even if you've got one dead
body.
I
love that speech in a way. Yeah. Like when he asks her if she thinks she could win this thing, right? Mm-hmm. So if she's going, no, I just want to compete for fun.
Yeah,
he would not have pushed.
No, he would not be into it.
But he's like, I need a win. I need a win today.
Yeah.
I don't know if he realizes that she's got no chance.
Yeah.
But he's like, I need a win today.
Yeah.
So it'd be quite interesting to see what happens at that point. But if they don't pull the heist, and then what if they get sprung for stealing the body?
Yes.
Because the whole push it out like that.
They'll be arrested.
Yeah. Well, that's right.
Mm.
And then they definitely
game
not
over,
getting...
man. Game over, man.
And again to the whatever. What's the place called? The Rotondo.
Yeah, something hotel.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, it is. Yeah. Redondo, I think it is.
That's my Rotondo home. That's what we're thinking about.
Anyway.
Yes.
And then I've got, what if they smash into a car in the car park?
Mm.
So I don't know if it's this car park or the other. It's this car park and the other one, because they do it twice. Like when they get the body, when they put the body into the car to take off here, he goes so close to smacking into one of the cars. And then when they finally get to the place,
they go over medium strips and garden beds.
They almost smash into another car like two or three chains.
Through
that chain gates. Would not break like that. That would fuck up the axle, don't you reckon? Do you reckon if you drove a car at like one of those chain things?
They're going like fourth gear, so that's fairly fast. Yeah, I reckon it would break.
You reckon it would break?
Yeah, a weak point with the poles. Maybe. Reckon it would be.
But I reckon it would boom.
Remember that car is like an old VW. It's a fucking strong car. It's like our old. It's like my old Laser. It's all metal.
I don't know if it would. I reckon it would definitely, like, it might be enough to break it, but it would.
I don't think it's going to stop the car.
I think it'd stop the car, but it might fuck it up a bit.
No, it's higher than the axle. It's hitting it. It'd probably break some lights and stuff. But I don't think it would do that much damage. It's only little chains, just decoration.
I always just thought that was a bit weird that they could. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, no, I think that was possible. I believe that. Myth busted. Then they get pulled over. Oh, someone cuts him off.
Yes.
And he smashes the horn and then it just starts going off. Now, for anyone thinking, oh, this wouldn't happen, this actually happened to me.
Yeah.
And bringing it back to my very first car.
As I heard this, I was like, oh, I know this.
This is my, so I had an 84 Laser, was my very first car, and somebody cut me off. And of course I hit the horn and because my car, the steering wheel had plastic bits in it and like little horn, actual buttons on this, not that the whole thing wasn't a horn. It was like little buttons on the steering wheel.
Yeah.
And the way I hit it smacked the plastic at a weird angle and snapped it in half.
Yes.
So, and underneath these buttons are little metal pieces. So when they touch, the horn goes off because it finishes the circuit. So as I was turning my wheel, those things would move and I would beep, 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 beep. So I proceeded to drive home like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to basically fix it myself with propping something underneath it so that it wouldn't touch anymore until I could get it fixed.
Mm-hmm.
So this movie has a lot of things for me that... It feels like I could have wrote this movie.
Yes. Well, I'm surprised you didn't write this movie. Because that first thing, when I saw this again, I was like, oh, that's right, the laser.
So many. With the little plastic brown buttons for the horn. So, yeah, that happened to me and I had to get it fixed and it was an expensive process. But, yeah, it was just weird that every time I turned the wheel, I had to hold the horn button so that it wouldn't touch.
So if this guy hadn't cut him off, he doesn't beep like that.
Yep.
Which means that he doesn't have that thing. And I'm pretty sure the cop called... Pulls him over for that reason.
Yeah.
Because he's beeping his horn constantly.
Yeah. He thinks he's a fuckwit.
He thinks there's something wrong with him.
Yeah. But then he doesn't have to act like that. Like, he's looking in the car. You don't have to act like that. Just play it cool. He just says, no, go there.
Yeah.
Like, why not? So now he's given probable cause. I don't know if that's a thing, but apparently it is.
I think it is, yeah.
So, yeah. And then thank God he finds the pawn.
Mm. So, okay. Here's a question for you. I did it here because I forgot about it earlier.
Yeah.
I forgot this is what happens in this movie. What if they hadn't bought those magazines for Grandpa?
Yeah.
Or what if they just didn't have the magazines in the back with him?
No, what if they were in the back seat where he was?
Yeah. Mm. Like, why are they on top of the body? They left
them at the hotel. Why do they bring them back? Yeah, unless they get left in the car.
So, of these magazines, one of them is one called Buns and Ammo.
Yep.
And I went, what if there were other... magazine porno, like porn magazines, that had like other things, because Guns and Ammo was a famous magazine in America, right, for other like Australian style ones, right?
Yes.
So I've got Woman's Gay.
Yep.
I've got Nude Idea.
Nude Idea.
And I've got Clito instead of Cleo. And I'm trying to think if there's any other ones, like Dolly. What's that? Other magazines?
Smash Tits.
Smash Tits. Smash Tits is great. Video Smash Tits.
TV Wet.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, all the TV stars in there. That's a good one instead of TV Week. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. I don't read enough magazines.
No, I don't know any
Better Hoes and Gardens.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I don't read a lot of magazines.
No, but so, that's five good ones.
Yeah, that's really good. I do like...
Nude Idea is my favorite.
Nude Idea is like... Yeah, that's my favorite one.
That's like the top
level. I was writing down, so I didn't look at the selection of porn that was there. Yeah. They were all male orientated heterosexual porn, weren't they? He didn't end up buying anything himself for himself.
No, he did. He bought Buns and Ammo.
So Buns and Ammo was for him, was it?
Well, it must have been because it
was a gay magazine.
It's a gay magazine.
Okay, because I didn't think he bought something for himself.
No, I didn't think
so either.
I thought
he bought the slushy.
He went three. He went that one, that one, and that one.
Yeah, and so then he bought a slushy. So I thought he's not going to buy the porn. He's just going to buy the slushy.
I felt he bought one for himself.
Yeah, I wasn't sure because it wasn't. They didn't really clarify.
Because he asked the grandpas for the sickest porn you could think
of.
Right?
Yeah, but he likes dirty stuff. But then when you see his ex see the porn on the thing, it's heterosexual porn.
Yeah, but he sees one.
Yeah, I know. So I didn't know if he picked one for himself. It was never clear.
Yeah.
So what if he? You know, what if he? What if that turned the guy off?
Yeah.
And was just like, you fucking sickos.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I like he says, I like this one.
Yeah. I might, and he started talking really dirty. It was
and then
gross.
He looks back and sees the wife, and the wife's like looking, and he's like,
Nice. Yeah. It makes me think I should put porn in my back, in the back of my car.
Well, it depends on what kind of cop you get.
I don't know, one of each. But just.
Hey, nowadays there's not one of each.
No,
there's too many.
No.
There's many, many colors in
a
the
whole
rainbow.
A rainbow book that covers all of them. How about that? Has a plethora. What if they didn't have the porn in the back?
Mm-hmm.
They would have got arrested at that point too. So no more Little Miss Sunshine. So close yet so far. And then they're driving again.
Mm-hmm.
And she's giving him eye tests. I don't know how she's managed to get him eye tests all
the
time. What
the fuck is going with this eye test?
Yes, she's making him read.
Why is she doing this? They were doing, it's almost like a trivia competition was happening. Like,
yeah. She just pulls out the eye charts.
Yeah, and he's like.
So I don't know where that, he's telling him which way the E is going.
Yeah.
Which isn't very accurate for an eye test anyway.
No.
I don't know, maybe it's he's got the books and she's decided they're going to do an activity together. I don't know how it works because they didn't have anything like this.
Yeah.
Then she pulls out the colour blindness chart.
And he can't see it.
He can't make out the letter inside the thing.
Yeah.
And I said, what if you could go through your whole life and only until your teens discover that you're colorblind?
You can only do it. You can only really know if you do one of these tests.
Okay.
Unless.
All right. When I was with the kids and they were little.
Yeah.
We'd go through the colors. They wouldn't know. They wouldn't know which one was red and which one was green.
No. That's not how colorblind works.
No, I know how it works.
Yeah.
I know how it works because I have a colorblind boss.
Yes.
But also, he never encountered traffic lights before.
Well, he doesn't drive. He's 15.
No, he's a fucking passenger, though.
Yeah, but okay.
He walks on the street. Stop lights. Green and red. I know they've got the man walking and the man staying still.
But it's not. You can get around that because
red and green
it's
all?
The location of where the light is.
Okay,
that tells you what it is.
I'm going to have to ask my boss when he gets home. When he gets home, he's not coming over. When I see him at work.
When he gets home.
When I see him at work and ask him how old he was when he realized he was colorblind.
So.
Because I feel like this could have been picked up much, much earlier.
Okay. It isn't because this is the test for it, right? Unless you do this test, you don't notice.
I disagree.
I don't think you notice.
I disagree.
Because you still see the thing. You still see the three lights. You just, if you put the two,
are
the red and green
together.
Are you
saying that nowhere else in your life do red and green coexist together?
Not right on top of each other. Can you think of an area, can you think of something where red and green are intermingled with each other?
Pictures of apples. Apples.
Yeah. So
which apple do you want?
Says,
do you want the green or the red?
Yeah, but how often in your life do you have a bunch of green and red apples all mixed in together?
When it comes to education and books and things, they're always there.
I don't think you're ever going to, it's very unlikely you're going to have these situations.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to have to ask.
You ask him about.
I will.
Ask him about that and ask him that before, like, how did he get diagnosed with colorblind? Did he have the test?
Yeah.
Did he know beforehand something was wrong?
Yeah.
Most people don't.
Yeah. Because I've made the joke again. Oh, people must wonder how the fuck you can drive. I know quite clearly that the lights, no matter, even if they were the same color, I would know.
You know, there's different
colorblinds
too.
When I can go and
too.
When I can stop. Yes, I know. I know there's red, green. There's, and my boss has the red, green.
Yeah. But it's the most common one.
Which is the most common one, yes.
So this is the thing, is in high school, in science, in like year 7 or year 8, we had these and they showed it to us. They said this is the test things. So there was red, green, I think it's blue, yellow is one of them as well.
Yeah, possibly.
Anyway, I can't remember exactly what the other colour combinations are.
Yeah.
And they were just like, the teacher put them all out and said, just have, like, look at these are all like that. Yeah, you can see the little of that. one of the kids in our class couldn't see one of them. I don't think it was Red Green. I think it was one of the other ones, right? And actually couldn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
And they went, oh. And the teacher's like, oh, well, you might be colorblind. You should probably go get a test.
Mm-hmm.
This kid didn't know he was colorblind. Do you know what I mean? It's not easy to notice.
I feel like, maybe I disagree.
I mean, we don't have it, so we don't know. No. But I feel like it's not noticeable. Like,
I just feel like as a parent with my kids, you know, we went through colors. They watched Dora. Dora would point out different colors. Like, they watch kids' shows. Kids' shows do that sort of thing. I don't know. I just feel like...
I think you can still see the color. I think you still see colors, but I just think you can't differentiate the two colors when they're next to each other. I don't know.
So you will know red separately to green. But not
I feel like that. Maybe ask your boss about it.
We'll do. And we'll revisit this.
Let me know because I feel like that's what it is. It's more that, and that's more why it's a problem is because you can't, when you look at them, you can't differentiate the two if you're looking at the same time.
See, then I don't understand how this affects him being a pilot either.
Well, okay. Because
I know there are lights on the console, but seriously, like traffic lights in a car, so you can't drive when you're colorblind.
So he wants to be a jet pilot, right? He wants to be like work for this is the Air Force. Yes, pilot, right?
Yeah.
So they have very strict things.
Yes, I understand.
And if anything could possibly be a problem, they would stop it, right? So if he had diabetes, he probably would.
Yeah,
that's not going to be a problem if his medication's right.
Yep.
Anything is a problem because they are taking only the best of the best. This kid's not going to be an Air Force pilot no matter what.
Yep.
Because there's no fucking way.
No.
But.
I don't think he passed the mental health test anyway.
Exactly. He wouldn't pass a bunch of tests.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's going to be the thing. Yeah. But this is the thing is they need enough. Like they're trying to cut people out.
Mm-hmm.
So they need ways to cut people out.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is one of them.
Yeah, they got to weed out the chaff. Yeah.
And it feels like it could in some rare instance be a problem.
Yeah.
And if it's a problem, then they don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, look, this kid, I don't know why, this feels like the most forced part of the whole movie, making him notice he's colorblind.
Yes.
Also, what if Frank doesn't say anything?
Yeah.
Frank is the one that fucking says it.
No, he knows though.
The kid doesn't know.
He knows that he can't.
The kid does not.
I'm sure he's done research.
No, but see, this is the thing. The kid reacts when Frank says it.
Yeah.
If Frank doesn't say anything, if Frank just goes, oh, okay. And they just move on. She just goes, oh, all right, cool, don't worry. I don't think this kid reacts.
Yeah, maybe.
Frank causes this. I feel like
he knows what's needed to be a jet pilot, though, because otherwise why would he be doing these tests?
Well, I don't know.
Where do these tests come in from? So I realize I think he's got them.
Maybe they're in the magazine.
She's making him do the test. And the porno mag.
Maybe the porno mag's got these tests.
Buns and Guns had the eye color and the sight testing.
They could do that.
Maybe. Who knows? That's probably what it was. Then he loses it, has to pull over because he's going to explode.
Yes.
And then, the parents are trying to talk him to the car and he's just being real mean to everybody. I hate you all. You'll fuck yourselves and blah, blah, blah. I said, what if he had WOG parents?
Oh, he gets slapped down so hard.
Oh, yeah. If it was me, I'd be pulled up to back to the car by my hair and thrown into the car. So, yeah, I just thought if he had WOG parents, this would have gone down a lot more differently.
Walk parents probably wouldn't have done this road trip. Be too hard.
No, they would have.
You reckon they would have?
Yeah, my parents did camping trips. We never flew anywhere. We drove for our holidays.
No, true, true.
Yeah, this would have been right up the walk parents.
So they would have slapped him right about his head.
Oh yeah, absolutely. He would have. They would never have left him let the leave the car. Let's put it that way.
No. They also wouldn't put up with him not talking.
No, that's right.
And he also didn't eat enough. Eat more. Come on, you're too thin.
Eat. Have some lamb. and then they get to there and they make it late, 5 minutes late.
Yeah, they're 5 minutes late.
Is it Ferris Bueller's mate? Who's he? He's not Ferris Bueller's
mate. He's not Ferris Bueller's.
I know him from something.
You do know him from stuff. His name in this movie is Kirby.
Yes. Yeah, I know him from something. And it's one of my main movies as a kid and I can't think of it right now. But anyway.
I cannot think of what it is. We'll have to look it up. He
volunteers to let them sign in.
Yeah. So first of all, Sparkle Motion won't let them. For some
reason, I thought there was going to be chemistry between him and Frank. I remembered it. But obviously, I must have imagined it.
No. So this is the... This here when they arrive, once they finally get there, and this is where this movie becomes one of the funniest things I've ever seen, right? Yep. So right from when they land, because they stop, the door falls off.
Yes.
And Frank sprints.
Oh, he runs to get there first.
God, and Frank is so funny how fast he sprints off.
He just he's takes like, off. He's
gone, yes, right?
Yeah, he's so trying to get there first to say that we're here.
Yeah, so God, he runs, and this is the funny thing is he's running so damn fast. He gets there, and a fraction of a second later, the parents and the girl are there.
Yeah.
Which makes no sense because there's no way they're keeping up with Frank because he is going super fast.
He is going fast.
But anyway, Frank gets there, and Sparkle Motion Lady says...
No. Mm-hmm.
Everyone else had to be here by this time.
Yeah.
She is well and truly within her right to do this, but they treat her like she's a bitch, right, in this movie.
Yes.
She's...
Yeah, she's got to do things. She's got a kid in the pageant. She's got to move on. They cut it off at a certain time for
They've
a certain
They've got to cut
reason.
It off at three so that they can do this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, they should have aimed for an earlier time. And look, you know what? Kirby, I've got what if Kirby wasn't there?
Yeah.
What if this is next year?
Yeah.
Because Kirby said this is the last year I'm doing this.
Yeah. So well, these people pissed me off. What if he said that last year and didn't come? Yeah, that's exactly. Right. So, yeah, it's very nice that he signs her up. They get their stuff sorted, and then she goes to line up to see Miss California.
Yes.
And I said, what if Miss California was allergic to dairy?
Mm.
So when she asked her if she eats ice cream, she goes, no, I don't.
I know.
What would her reaction be to that? Would that turn her off and make him maybe second guess and not compete?
No.
I reckon that would have, because for a period she sits in there and she says, if you want to leave, that's fine.
Yeah.
I don't know. If she doesn't eat ice cream, I think that could clinch her over the line to not perform.
Maybe. It was actually a frozen yogurt. But
yeah, still, that's got dairy in it.
Cherry Garcia.
I used to think that was a person.
It's Jerry Garcia.
Yeah,
Jerry Garcia is a person.
It is a person?
Yeah, it's named after him.
Oh, is that good?
Yeah,
good.
It's a flavor named right. after Jerry Garcia.
Thank you. You almost
He's from the Grateful Dead, I think. He's
I have
no idea. He's a musician.
Fair enough. I had no idea.
From some band in the 70s.
Yeah, I picked that wrong. I thought it was I'm glad I got that right.
No, because it's a joke one. It's like a cherry flavor.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know they do that with like the Ben and Jerry's flavors.
Yeah, it's
I know
like
they
that.
Do those
it's,
plums.
It's because frozen yogurt, apparently.
Oh, apparently.
Which, so she's a monster.
Yeah. Shut up. It's delicious.
Ugh. Fucking bacteria.
What if all contestants... Oh, that's right. So she's up on stage and she's going through the thing and then they're going through the stages and the weird host guy is singing to the girls.
Oh, my God. That's so weird, that guy.
Oh, it's so creepy. And they're smiling. So I said, what if all the contestants looked at Olive the way that way she does look at that host? She was just like this, like.
Yeah, she does some good eye work here.
Yeah,
it's eye backwards, forwards, looks up, eye backwards, forwards.
Somebody help me.
Someone help me. This guy is creepy.
Yeah, danger.
He's so weird.
It was so fucking weird. It was not right, but I'm sure this is how those things work out.
He's so weird, this guy. And then so there's that part.
Yeah.
And then we get at the same part as all of this happens.
Yeah.
We get Dwayne and Frank
going for a walk.
And that they kind of solve each other's problems, which is really great.
They help each other. And I said, what if Dwayne was as stupid as he looked? Because Frank said he's not. And I'm like, what if he was, though?
My God, he'd be pretty dumb.
Yeah.
He doesn't look good.
Nah.
He's got the typical mid-2000s teenage older brother look.
Yeah, he does.
Like, they all look like that in these movies.
Yeah. He's the reason why they made that song, Teenagers Scare the Living Shit Out of Me.
Oh, my God. It's like... pounds and pounds of hair.
Yeah, so emo.
So much hair.
Yeah. So they are, she dedicates her performance to her grandpa.
Yeah.
And they go, where is grandpa? I said, what if she said that he was dead?
Yes.
Because then she might have got some sympathy points.
Yes. Grandpa died.
So they were all like trying to keep her in the competition, but they really can't because of her.
She could have said, grandpa died on our way over here.
Yeah. Yeah.
They'd be like, oh.
Yeah, on our way to get here.
Yeah.
That would have been good.
Wow, that would have been much different.
Yeah.
I feel like once the performance started, they would have felt
they wouldn't have reacted so badly.
Yeah. So there is a little bit of part before that where they also ask her if she's going to go on or not. She decides to go on.
Yeah.
I don't think she's ever not going to go on.
Yeah, no.
But I love the fact that they've got to have a swimsuit competition. This thing is so disgusting.
Oh, yeah, it is. Beauty pageants are a podcast on their own.
Oh, my God, that's so bad. So she does her... this is her performance.
Mm-hmm.
This is the other one. I don't know what she's from, but the one who's like the stagehand lady...
Yes.
She's from something else
know. Yeah.
And some of her reactions...
She's got a very unique face.
Only watch her in the background.
Yeah, she's not in their group.
Oh, my God. Some of her reactions are great.
I feel like she just works with the background thing for performances and stuff. So she's like, we're moving. She's got the headpiece.
Her and Kirby
are
the best two characters in this part.
Because they're not part of this. Yeah. They're just paid to be there.
And the very close third is the dad with the earphones in.
Yes. Yeah. He's good too. his reaction at the end. Woo!
Yeah, exactly. Does her performance.
Yep.
And so then the Sparkle Motion lady
yep.
decides that she's going to try and stop them.
Yes.
And her way of stopping them is going to talk to the presenter guy.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't she get to security?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't she tell Kirby to turn the music off?
Yeah.
I swear she thought...
That's what I thought she was going to do.
I thought she was
going
to do that. Yeah. And I thought I remembered that they turn the music off and then they keep singing or something.
Yeah, no, I just think that happens in most of those movies.
Happens in all the movies
and
like
that.
And
we did the Monopoly guy thing where we imagined it and did something that didn't
so
happen.
So it's great because, first of all, it's kind of a bit shocking.
Yeah.
And then the dad's like, no, I'm going to support her.
Mm.
So he starts the clapping and then they all start getting up and clapping her, which is really great.
I said, what if the mum had watched her talent prior?
I know, someone should have watched this.
How has she never practiced for her family?
Yeah.
Heard the song?
No.
Nothing?
No.
Never watched
it's just been her and grandpa.
Nothing. She never even saw her outfit before.
No.
What the fuck? She's had no part of this whatsoever.
This shows how terrible the parents are.
I know, they've never
really
taken an interest in her whatsoever.
Yeah.
She spins around a fuck ton. I said, what if the spinning made her puke everywhere?
Oh, yeah.
Because she's just constantly spinning, which was fucking hilarious.
She is. Pretty funny.
And I said, what if the pageants, from now on, they made them... Oh, yeah, so what if pageant's talents went for an entire song?
Oh, my God,
It went forever.
Yeah, it goes for a long time.
4-minute song.
Well, that's the thing is that she doesn't...
Should be
her
short
and grandpa,
version.
Yeah, but her and grandpa
yeah.
are not following the rules.
No, I noticed that. But
she doesn't know what the rules are, and grandpa's just like, we're doing this.
Yes, yeah. So they just let her keep going. I can't believe that. And I said, what if since her performance, pageants make you submit your talents and music before the show?
Well, she had to perform in the other one. She came second.
Yeah.
Did she perform this talent and come second last time?
Probably not. I don't know.
It's quite interesting. I don't think she did. Yeah. I think what happened is she went into the pageant with whatever this auntie is.
Yeah.
And when she went into the pageant with this auntie, she did something else. And then because the auntie's not helping her anymore, she's decided, so grandpa's gone, I'll help her do a new talent.
Yeah.
And this is what's happened because no one's seen her do this before.
No.
So this is the best part of the movie because the guy tries to stop her going on stage. The family gets up on stage.
Yeah.
And they all do the dance. Those three guys doing the dance behind her is the best thing.
With the arms.
It's so good.
Then they circle the boy.
This movie.
I love that the brother comes up and starts humping.
Yeah.
He starts doing the thrusting. Mm. Then he changes the arm movement.
Then they do
the
arms.
Then they circle him and then they just all dance together. It's just like ridiculous.
It's so, so good.
Yeah.
It's and then, of course,
it's a statement piece against beauty pageants.
The very last thing
I love how Miss California is loving this, by the way.
Yeah, she actually is smiling.
She
thinks
it's
hilarious.
She's smiling and writing down things like she's writing
I reckon, you know what? I reckon if they hadn't have caught. What do you think happens if the prudish woman. If they actually go through the prudish woman doesn't stop her?
Miss California's only one judge. Out
of
three.
Do you reckon she gets not a bad score from Miss California?
From Miss California, yeah, absolutely.
I reckon she gets an all right score.
But unfortunately, yeah. It's not the
what thing, they what she could have thing. Done. This lady, she could have said, "Oh, that's great and everything, but it's only a 2-minute performance. We've got to stop it now and just tells Kirby to stop."
Yeah.
Thank you, darling. You know, you go off stage. If she'd had tact, but she doesn't because
she's
this
outraged.
I think they think that they're making fun of them.
Yeah, and she also, you know, realize these people shouldn't even been in this competition.
Yeah, I know, but I think
she's already got a grudge.
The thing is that they. All the people are disgusted and start leaving.
Yeah,
right? So I feel like they think that they're trying to make fun of pageants.
Yeah. They're taking the piss at it all.
Yeah.
And they don't like it because they enjoy it and they think it's a serious business.
Exactly. For them, it's very, very serious.
Yeah.
And then the very last scene.
Yeah.
I don't have much.
They're just happy family. Just go home.
I just
Grandpa's
love
gone to the funeral parlor and they're
going to meet him. They have the cop comes out and he says, they've agreed to drop the charges if you never, ever, ever again enter a talent
Frank
contest.
Frank just goes, I think we can agree with that. Yeah, let's just do that.
So good.
Yeah, in California.
Yeah, in California. Right. So she can go back home and do it.
She can do it anywhere else, just not here. That's
I think
great.
They're from Arkansas?
No. I had the name before.
No, not Arkansas.
No, it's not Arkansas. I said it before. I said it before. Albuquerque?
Albuquerque. They're from New Mexico.
Albuquerque. And that was it. I don't have any more notes for this movie.
Nothing else.
I love this movie.
This is so good. The ending pays it off.
Yes.
Feels like it's very slow for a long time, but the end really pays it off.
There's little moments of good and bad, but it's not cringeworthy. It doesn't make me feel awkward. It
gets
good.
You to the end fairly well, and then it pays you off.
Yeah.
So, my movie.
Your choice.
All right.
Bring it.
We're going to do Airheads.
Oh! Yeah, born to raise hell, born to raise
with the
hell.
Lone Rangers. The Lone you can't pluralize that.
They can't be lone. There are three of you. Oh my god, it's we got quote John Mantegna. We quote this movie quite often
yep.
too. Yeah,
yeah. I was yeah. just I thought of it.
Sounds of the Rain.
Exactly. I saw Brendan Fraser, and I just thought of this movie.
Yes, because he was on TV yesterday yeah. quite heavily. Yeah. He was in the Looney Tunes movie, and then the other movie was Blast from the Past. Yeah. They played a back-to-back Fraser. Exactly.
So yes. I saw that and went, you know what? I reckon Airheads is one we haven't yep. done yet.
No.
And it's one that we like.
Buscemi in it.
Steve Buscemi.
It's got Adam Sandler.
It's got David Arquette.
Yes, that's right. You're crazy, man.
It's got Michael Richards from Seinfeld.
Oh, that's right. He's epic in this.
It's also got Harold Ramis in it.
Yes, that's right. He's a police officer that tries to be a producer. Yep. Yeah.
It's got
Judd Nelson.
And
don't you forget
what's
about
his name?
Him.
The Black Sheep himself, Chris Farley, is in this.
Oh, yes, that's right. Chris Farley is excellent in this. Improvise.
There is some good
rips
stuff
off
in this movie.
Oh, yes. Let's go watch some of that. And we'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.